right, it's 8:40. Mike Kinzel back in studio with us here. Mike.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning. Thank you. And with me, Mike Vandersteen, no stranger to the program. He was county board chairman for a couple of terms and was on regularly, and we welcome him right now as a mayoral candidate. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks much for the opportunity to come back. It's just good to be back here with you and Kelly.
Great. Slippery out there?
A little bit, yeah, okay. Especially in some of the neighborhood roads.
Of course, a little background on Mike. As I mentioned, he was county board chairman. As a matter of fact, prior to that, was very active in a really tough issue when you guys went through Sunny Ridge.
Yeah, when I was a supervisor, I was chairman of the Healthcare Centers Committee for a period of 4 years before becoming chairman. And the county was losing $3.2 million a year at Sunny Ridge, and we just had to do something. And we had to privatize that institution, and there was a lot of consternation on all sides on that issue. But I think we made a good decision. Sunny Ridge is still operating and providing care, good care, for the people that use that facility. And we're much more efficient now, just having Rocky Knoll, and the operational losses there have been wound down quite a bit. So there's still a subsidy there, but it's at least half or a third of what it used to be at Rocky Knoll.
Yeah, that was no small feat, I'll tell you. We went through selling a nursing home. A lot of emotional ties there. But anyway, you manage DuBois?
I manage DuBois Formalware. I moved here when I was 21 in 1973 to manage that. Then I got involved in the community through the JCs. I was a member of the JCs for 19 years, being a Bratwurst Day chairman, a cross-country ski chairman, and involved in a lot of their projects through the years. And that led me to serve on several city committees for a number of years. And then I ran for alderman and served from 1993 to 97 as an alderman. And then I did run for mayor once before in 1997. There was a six-way race, and I didn't make it into the final race with that one. So I took a year off and then decided to become a county supervisor. So I ran for that position, was elected, and have served since 1998 as a county supervisor. We've got about almost 15 years in now.
Okay, so why did you decide to make the run now?
Well, you know, I reached out to the city a lot as county board chairman, and I just see a lot more things that we could do to optimize our operations in the city by conducting operational reviews of city departments. I think we should be investing in our infrastructure on the city side, just like we've done on the county side. You know, as these roads deteriorate, and they're showing a lot of potholes right now because of the freeze-thaw cycle. If we don't put money into maintaining those roads, and it's just going to cost us double and triple the money to replace them or repair them down the road. So it's a constant job, but we've got to stay up with it. And I also see some opportunities for some smart sustainability projects that we can implement, things like LED lighting in the community. We've made the switch over with all of our signal lights, but some of the communities that are installing LED street lighting are getting payback on the investment in a 1.7 to 2 years. It's just fantastic, and I think we need to invest in our operations to achieve some of those.
Now, this is a three-way race right now, and of course the primary is a week from tomorrow. Mayor Van Ackeren's running along with Mike, and also John Bellinger, an alderman who will join us tomorrow, by the way. What do you bring, you think, that the others don't?
Well, I think we all have ideas, but the thing that I bring to the table, I think, is a history of making things happen, whether it's selling Sunny Ridge, whether it's working on a joint purchasing agent for the city and the county, the joint dispatch program that we worked on for years, the roughly $80 million that we brought to Sheboygan County to clean up the Sheboygan River. I've worked with the county board and all the other municipalities, and we've made things happen. I've got a great track record in that area that I can bring to this job as mayor of City of Sheboygan.
What would your immediate goals be? You talked about streets and the infrastructure and that. Other goals, if elected, that you see working on, getting the city involved in?
Well, I think we have to be fiscally responsible and try our best to lower taxes for our citizens. I was able to do that in Sheboygan County during the 4 years I was chairman. Three of those years we lowered the tax levy and the tax rate, and we did it 1 year prior to coming in, and that was largely because of the work that I did on the Sunny Ridge proposal. So that's number one. Number two, I think we need to actively engage the citizens and instill confidence and pride in their city government. Right now we have a system of the mayor picks all the people from people that he knows to serve on city committees. I think we should allow citizens to apply for those jobs and try to find the best citizens that we can to serve on some of those committees rather than just somebody you know. I think we want to develop a team that works in the spirit of cooperation and respect to accomplish the goals that we set forth for the community with all the department heads. I really look forward to working with Jim Amodio as our chief financial officer. I had a great relationship with Adam Payne, and I hope I can duplicate that kind of relationship with Jim as mayor in the next 4 years.
Have you seen some of the things you're doing about the mayor's responsibilities, you know, kind of trying to codify it a little bit in resolution, the mayor's responsibilities since bringing the chief financial officer, chief operating officer, I should say, and Jim Amodio on board?
Yes, I followed those and read the resolution, and I think it's a shame that we have to go through this exercise. You know, I've got a lot of experience, you know, as what we did and how we divided the duties on the county side, and I'd really think that the mayor would embrace having somebody there to share those responsibilities and help to get things done. But if the team isn't working together in a common direction, I can understand why the aldermen are talking about this, because you have to be united. You have to have a good working team. Otherwise, you're not going to accomplish things that should be done.
And do you see your experience as county board chairman helping you that way, actually getting along, working with a team?
Yes, I really think that experience was great training for me. As county board chair, the only, regret I have is that it was a part-time job. I wished I had a full-time day to work on some of the things that that I wanted to, but I had to go off and work 40 hours someplace else, and that was really hard to do. You know, some of the other things I think our mayor has to be more involved in is economic development. You know, if you have a proposal that you're trying to bring somebody in from the outside to locate a plant or a business here in Sheboygan, you can put that proposal in a FedEx envelope, but in my mind, you're much better off to be there personally and sell the city to them. You take that extra step to make Sheboygan stand out. And I think the other thing we need to do in economic development is continue our calls to all the businesses and find out what their needs are and how can we supply those for them so they stay in our community. The SCEDC is a great organization. I was there to help found that as county board chairman. And if it wouldn't have been for the SCEDC reaching out and talking to American Orthodontics and working with them, they may have not relocated here. But they did that work early. They helped to do everything they can to line up the state and the federal funding and the local funding to make that happen. And it's a great success story that they're relocating in the old Thomas plant.
And sometimes when you start talking economic development, it's like you're forgetting our... You're forgetting the people that are here.
That's right.
You know, you start reaching out and maybe not intentionally, but you forget some of the people that are here.
Yeah, I mean, the economic downturn held some of these companies back for a while, but some of them are still great success stories, and we want to help them continue to be successful, continue to be a good part of our Sheboygan community, employ the great people here that have a strong work ethic.
Very good. Thanks very much, Mike.
And I'd like to mention one other thing. If anybody wants to get involved in my campaign, we're going to have a campaign kickoff at Hops Haven tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock. Please come down. I'd love to meet you and get you involved. Thank you.
Very good. We'll keep that in mind. Mike Vandersteen, our guest this morning. Kelly, now back to you.